Welcome back. It's episode 50 on Tech Headlines Today, where we bring you the top tech headlines in an easy listening podcast. Check out the show links in the description if you hear anything you'd like more information about. Subscribe and follow if you haven't yet, and let's get into it. Amazon announces huge rocket deal to launch its satellite internet constellation. Amazon announced agreements with three companies to launch more than 3,000 satellites to beam internet connectivity all over the planet, and the launches are expected to take place over a five-year period. In an interview with CNBC, Amazon's Senior Vice President for Devices and Services said the company will launch some test satellites into orbit within the next year and would deploy at least half its Project Kuiper constellation by 2026. Amazon's Project Kuiper, a satellite-based internet business, is being launched using a SpaceX rocket, which is also being used to launch satellites for the UK-based OneWeb. Amazon signed a deal with Arian Space for 18 launches, with plans to use ULA's Vulcan Centaur for 38 launches and Blue Origin for 12 launches when its new Glenn rocket is ready. Former Block employee improperly downloaded Cash App customer data. Block, the company behind Cash App, reported a data breach to the Securities and Exchange Commission after a former employee downloaded data from Cash App Investing. This data may have included customer names and account numbers, but not passwords or social security numbers. Block's Cash App Investing subsidiary is reaching out to roughly 8.2 million customers, current and former, who may have been affected by the data leak. Block didn't speculate about what the former employee planned to do with the data. It's working with a leading forensic firm on the issue, as well as law enforcement, according to the filing. Toyota joins Tesla in developing self-driving tech with low-cost cameras. Toyota Motors' Woven Planet unit has joined Tesla in collecting data using cameras and has demonstrated that it is not necessary to add expensive sensors to a small number of cars to develop a self-driving car system. We need a lot of data, and it's not sufficient to just have a small amount of data that can be collected from a small fleet of very expensive autonomous vehicles, Michael Benish, Vice President of Engineering at Woven Planet, said in an interview with Reuters. Rather, we are trying to demonstrate that we can unlock the advantage that Toyota and a large automaker would have, which is access to a huge corpus of data, but with much lower fidelity, said Benish. Woven Planet uses cameras that are cheaper than sensors that it used before, and said it increased its system's performance to a level similar to when it was trained exclusively on high-cost sensor data. AMD says a driver bug is automatically overclocking Ryzen processors. AMD automatically overclocked AMD Ryzen CPU and GPU combo chips due to a driver bug, which means the processor was overclocked without the user's knowledge, so the warranty was voided. An AMD representative confirmed this in a statement to Tom's Hardware. We are aware of an issue in the AMD software suite that is adjusting certain AMD processor settings for some users. We are investigating the issue and will share more information as soon as we're able. AMD isn't offering any advice on how to avoid the automatic overclocking, but it's unlikely to cause any damage to a chip because there are built-in protection mechanisms. It seems likely AMD will release a software update in the next few days, which solves the problem. Spin Launch scores NASA test mission to demonstrate its unique launch method. Spin Launch aims to change how we get to orbit by shooting payloads skyward from the surface at 5,000 miles per hour, and now it has a shiny new NASA contract to show off its capability later this year. NASA signed a Space Act agreement with Spin Launch last year, and it's currently testing a way to accelerate vehicles to orbit by means of a sort of underground centrifuge. NASA will send a payload in a 3-meter test vehicle at supersonic speeds and recover it after launching. The companies will evaluate the results and publish any non-confidential results online. A Spin Launch representative said the company plans to test at velocities as high as Mach 6, around 4,600 miles per hour, later this year. They expect the full-scale 100-meter launcher to be operational in 2025. Google Maps adds estimated toll prices and better route details. Google Maps can now estimate the toll price required to get you to your destination. It considers factors like the cost of using a toll pass or other payment methods, what day of the week it is, and how much the toll is expected to cost. Toll-free routes still appear when available. Users can also choose to completely avoid seeing directions with toll roads. Tap the three dots at the top right corner and select Avoid Tolls. Rolling out this month to Android and iOS users, the function covers nearly 2,000 toll roads in the US, Japan, India, and Indonesia, with more countries coming soon. Users will soon see enhanced details like areas of interest, and in certain cities, the shape and width of a road, including medians and islands. You can better understand where you are and help decrease the odds of making last-minute lane changes or missing a turn. Attack on Ukraine telecoms provider caused by compromised employee credentials. Russia hacked the account of an employee in a region recently occupied by Russia to launch the cyber attack that severely disrupted internet service in Ukraine last week. The cyber attack was detected within 15 minutes, but the telecom's IT specialist immediately took measures to counteract it, the State Service of Special Communication and Information Protection of Ukraine said. Head of the SSS CIP said, "The promptness of eliminating this threat testifies to the high level of the network's reliability and to the professionalism of the telecom's team." Internet outages did occur, however, services were gradually restored, with full services returning within 15 hours of the initial attack. U.S. disrupts Cyclops Blink botnet by hacking infected devices. The U.S. says it has disrupted the Cyclops Blink botnet by using a court order to scrub malicious software from command and control devices, and by targeting the GRU, Russia's military intelligence, for creating the malware. Once it infects, Cyclops Blink can allow a hacker to remotely upload and download files to the device, including other malicious payloads. It can also be used to modify and disable the firewall device. Since Cyclops Blink receives instructions from a list of C2 machines, infected devices operate as an army of enslaved computers, also known as a botnet. The FBI asked for a court warrant to send instructions to uninstall a malware on botnet's command and control devices, and also to change the firewall rules to block future access. Other than collecting the underlying C2 device's serial numbers through an automated script and copying the C2 malware, it did not search for or collect other information from the relevant victims' networks, the Justice Department said. Further, the operation did not involve any FBI communications with bot devices. Anker says its first 3D printer is designed with speed in mind. Anker has just announced its Anker Make M5 3D printer and says it solves the most critical issues with 3D printing, including their typically slow print speeds. It can reduce the average print time by up to 70% compared to other printers. The AnkerMake M5 has a basic print speed of 250 millimeters per second that's meant to be used if you're working on more detailed projects that need a smooth finish. However, the printer also has a much speedier mode that gives it the power to print up to 2500 millimeters per second. Whether the M5 can deliver on all those promises remains to be seen. At the moment, it's a Kickstarter project, which means it could take a while for the Anker to start shipping the product. And that's if the campaign reaches its goal. If you want to back the project and you don't mind waiting, you can get the AnkerMake M5 for its super early bid price of $429. After that, you'll have to pledge at least $499 to secure a unit. Pinterest bans misinformation about climate change. Pinterest has announced a new policy to prevent false and misleading information about climate change from circulating on the social media platform. Our new policy makes Pinterest the only major digital platform to have clearly defined guidelines against false or misleading climate change information, including conspiracy theories, the company claims. Under the new rules, Pinterest will now remove content that, quote, denies the existence or impacts of climate change, human influence on climate change, or that climate change is backed by scientific consensus. This includes posts that misrepresent scientific data on climate change by cherry-picking data points. In addition, false or misleading content about climate change solutions that contradict well-established scientific consensus is now banned. Pinterest believes in cultivating a space that's trusted and truthful for those using our platform, the company's head of policy, Sarah Broma, said in the announcement. The expanded climate misinformation policy is yet another step in Pinterest's journey to combat misinformation and create a safe space online. Thank you for joining us for another episode of THT. Help us out by sharing the podcast on your social media. We'd really appreciate it. Check out the show links for additional information on any of the topics that we've covered today. Subscribe, follow, do all the things, and we'll see you tomorrow.